somebody, you know, I kind of get the impression looks a little bit like the King Elvis Presley in his heyday, and still in his very own heyday, is Lindsay Carr. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Mark. How are you? That was a nice little intro. Totally untrue, but it's very nice to hear.
No, never. Full of style, class and panache.
This is true. Always,
look,
yes.
We love having you come in because our weekend calendar is not complete without a visit from Lindsay Carr.
Thank you.
And there was lots happening this week. Oh, this has got me interested. The Golden Antelope. What's
the
that
Golden
all about?
Antelope? Yes, it's a locally written play from the Footlights Theatre Company, which is celebrating 30 years, and it's a comedy mystery in the style of Agatha Christie. So you can have fun trying to work out who murdered the Lord of the Manor and stole a valuable family heirloom, which of course is the Golden Antelope. And there are plenty of odd suspects, including a bearded woman, a mysterious Indian visitor, and a mystic clairvoyant. So she'll be getting into the spirit of things, I'm sure.
She will.
Or look, it might be that. Look, Mark, it might be that I'll stand by the faithful butler. The butler usually is suspicious, isn't he? Yeah, he usually gets...
How do you go with whodunit type situations? Are you any good, like when you're watching the movies or at the theatre? Do you pick who it is, or are you just clueless?
Sometimes, yeah. I'm clueless most of the time, actually, but sometimes you can. Just depends. You have to listen very carefully.
Yeah. I'm hopeless. I always think I've got it sussed out, and then at the end it's like, oh, it was that guy. Yeah. Oh, I never thought it was him. He looked like, you know, he cared, but obviously he's the murderer.
Well, obviously, the actors are playing multiple characters, so you'll certainly have a good choice of who it might be. Mm-hmm. That's the Golden Antelope. It's at the Unorthodox Church of Groove, which is at number 3 Tudor Street, Newcastle West. It's on this weekend and next.
Now, you always bring in something that's... you always bring in a food event.
Usually, yes.
And
yes.
I'm not going to get my lunch till after 1 o'clock today, so thank you for ruining that for me. The Upper Hunter Food and Wine Affair, what's that about?
Oh, yes, that's the annual paradise for foodies and wine lovers. A huge array of craft beers and local wines and ciders, 36 food exhibitors and demonstrations from local chefs, and jazz bands and helicopter rides thrown in as well. So lots of things happening. That's the Upper Hunter Wine and Food Affair. It's in the main street of Denman, which is Ogilvy Street, and that's happening tomorrow.
And a little bit of class. We're bringing a bit of Mozart to the Towers.
Yes, Tower Cinemas in Newcastle has Amadeus. It's another in the series National Theatre Live. It's Peter Schaeffer's play about... Just a bit of a cough there. Thank you. We're both a bit croaky this morning.
Well, we tried to get a bit of class and you've ruined it.
Thanks, I have now. Peter Schaeffer's play about music, power and jealousy in the 18th century when the rowdy young genius Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart hits the Viennese court. This has been filmed from the stage of London's National Theatre and features live orchestral accompaniment. Now, we have a young chap here in the production studio who's mad keen on Mozart.
Surprised me.
Yes, and me too. He's only 19. He knows all about Mozart's music, and he'll be going tomorrow to see Amadeus at the Tower Cinemas in King Street.
Did he ask you to say that, or is he looking for a date?
No, I just thought I just saw him there while I was talking to you, and I thought I'd just chuck that in.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
And at the complete other end of the spectrum, it's a nice weekend of fast cars.
Oh, on Sunday, the Euro Motor Fest, a display of European car makes from all eras, hosted by the Hunter Region MG Car Club. A fabulous array of classic sports and saloon vehicles from Europe's top car manufacturers, including Daimler, Bentley, Triumph and Rolls-Royce. So we've got all the biggies there. On-site catering, and it's free admission, which is even better. And that's in the car park of McDonald Jones Stadium, Euro Motor Fest, this Sunday. And if you'd like more information about these stories and many more events that are on this weekend, head to the Arts News section of the 2 in your RFM website.
Yeah, and we just won't have the jokes. It'll just be the actual written copy, won't it?
Yeah, well, you never know.
You never know.
Might be something in there.
We
you don't
put them
know.
Up there.
You have to go in there and find out. You never know.
As always, Lindsay Carr, bringing a touch of class to our Friday morning. Thank you, Lindsay. Have a
That's
great weekend.
That's okay. Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
2 in your RFM. It's 10:25.